Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Wash poppin', congregation. It is time for another installment of Scam Goddess. It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess. I named the show after me. Guys, I'm super duper excited for this, guys. And I know I say that every fucking week, but like, this is the homie. I've known him for years. He's super fucking funny. He is a Afro-Latino king. And you can see him on Bless the Hearts. Did I say that right? Bless the Hearts?
Bless the Hearts. Yes. On Fox.
On Fox, honey. Getting the Fox chick, honey. All right. Oscar Montoya. Also, he hosts a show at Earwolf, too, called Spanish Aquí Presents.
That's I'm gonna
throw
right.
that out first in the beginning.
Thanks, love.
As well.
I'm a little sad that we're not playing your theme song right now.
Oh, yeah, they edited it.
Oh, come on. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear that song.
Oh, you want me to sing it for you guys?
Yes, please. Oh, yeah, you're going to do it?
I will. I'll sing
this
it for you.
This is the Lacey Mosley Unplugged.
All right, here we go.
Come on.
It's a little rough. That was
come
a little rough.
Come on.
But
no, shut up. That was heavenly. Are you kidding me?
I ain't got my throat warmed up yet.
Oh, my
but,
God. She gave me a little extra with those runs.
Yo,
and the,
yo Brody, put some auto-tune rasp. On that. Make me sound like T-Pain. I'm going to put you in the log cabin. That's exactly how I want to sound, Brody. Okay? Put that little whisper singer filter on it. You know all them little light-skinned girls who be singing them songs? I can't tell them apart. You know
gentle,
the songs I'm talking
so
about.
Gentle.
Like, I'll be there, yeah. By your boy. Oh, boy. Put some whisper, put some of that Jarrah Smith on me, okay? Where did I go? Where did the sunlight love? Some of that. I.
Okay, Lacey's coming for your gig.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Now the little light skinned singer girl is going to come after me. All the Tinashes and them about to beat my ass. Oh, man. All right, those are some deep cuts for the black folks. Again, I'm black. I want to remind you guys.
That's right.
At the beginning of every episode, you can turn it off now. You still got time.
I love that in Braylock's episode, you went in a full Nigerian accent. And then, like, what? 20 minutes later, you're like, oh, by the way, I'm black. I can do this. Let's keep it moving.
Also, the Nigerian community did reach out.
Did they?
Yes, they did. I would like to say that one Nigerian person, Omo Naija, said that I did sound Nigerian, okay?
And I thought you sounded Nigerian.
Somebody said I sound Ethiopian.
Oh, damn. They're really going like that.
Right. But y'all giving me countries in Africa, though. So
hey, you know what?
Maybe I did it. Maybe I did good.
All of my accent works. It all sounds like Dracula. I can't do accents at all. Everything I do sounds like the Count.
See, I doubt that. I bet it's just how it sounds in your ears.
Oh, hell no. Like, literally, I'm from Colombia, and I cannot do a Latin accent at all to save my life.
What?
Uh-uh. This is me. Like, disrespectful. Like, I cannot do any accents.
Okay, that did sound a little bit. It sounded a little bit like, one, two,
Damn, not even Count Dracula.
Oh, yeah, that was Count.
It's just the Count.
You know what? It's okay. God gave you, he gave to you with two hands. We can't have it all. We can't have it all, okay? Look, I can't drive, you know?
I can't drive either. You drive.
Look, I've been in your car. I operate a motor vehicle, but I cannot drive, okay? That's the scam. Oscar be getting in my car, don't even know I can't drive. I be like, yeah, signals here. I be in my car still trying to figure shit out. I be hitting reverse, and I'm trying to drive. It's so funny.
I feel like that's most of LA, isn't it? Like, yeah. Most of LA people don't know how to drive at all.
No, absolutely. Absolutely not. The people who know how to drive are in New York City.
That's right.
They don't got no lanes. I had to drive in New York, and it was just like a suggestion.
You drove while you were in New York, Lacey?
I did. Not all the time.
I was going to say, like, why?
Hell no. I had to drive for some particular reason. I was going somewhere.
Okay.
And it wasn't even my car.
You didn't have a car. I was going to say, did you have a car in New York?
Mm-mm, it wasn't even my car. Scam. I don't know whose car it was now. I can't remember. But I had to drive, and it was like six cars, like, horizontal, but it was only three lanes, and everybody was just like, we're just going to do this. I was like, okay.
We're going to figure this out.
Driving in New York is
a LA, scam. That was, yeah, gosh. No, for real, seriously.
No, in LA, it's just because everyone is fully on their phone.
Yeah.
Like, when I say fully, like, phone directly in front of face.
I literally doing an Insta story as they're driving in full traffic. I'm like, how are you doing this? Right. And so normal. Everyone does it.
Yeah, Kylie Jenner recently got in trouble for that shit because she always taking Snapchats in her car. And everybody was like, this is irresponsible. #X, all the teenagers feel like that. He was like, you teaching them to snap and drive. She's in good company here. But guys, let's get into it. What's Hot and Fraud is our first segment, Oscar. So this is where we warn our listeners about scams because we only want them to get involved in our scams. We don't want them to be scammed. And this is actually a cautionary one that was real spicy that I got in the inbox. I'm going to call her Schnellica.
Oh.
Schnellica Betancourt.
How would you spell that?
Schnellica Betancourt, you know, that's actually the real name of Jocelyn Hernandez.
What?
Or actually, I think
Betancourt,
she had like a...
That's hella specific.
Yeah. I think she had a fake ID that was Schnellica Betancourt, and she got arrested under that name. Yeah.
Oh,
so that's
my
a
God.
Deep Love and Hip Hop gift for you guys. So Schnellica says, first of all, I love the show. Oh, well, I usually don't read that part.
Cute.
But thank you, Schnellica. I wanted to write to you about a retired scam. Good job, sis.
Ooh,
I always, guys, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Only retired scams, guys. I'm not trying to fuck it up.
No active scams, please.
So Schnellica says, I used to work at a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru with a savvy king. Oh, a savvy king. He's the savvy king. Basically, he got this job at the drive-thru and had a credit card. Maybe a stolen one, maybe not. Doesn't matter. Okay.
Irrelevant. Irrelevant. All of this is irrelevant.
The fact that the credit card is stolen is irrelevant. That's how you know this is about to be a lit-ass scam. That don't even matter. Okay. I don't remember what the exact make was, but let's just call it a gold Amex. Okay.
Okay, cute.
When someone would come to our drive-thru and pay with that same type of credit card, he would swipe out the credit cards, giving them the previous gold Amex and keeping their gold Amex.
No way.
Bruh.
No way.
He'd then use it that night, come in the next day, and wait for somebody else to pay with a gold Amex and swap out the previous day's credit card for a new one. It worked because no one ever really pulls out their credit card and checks the name on it to make sure that it's theirs. Unfortunately, he got caught and is serving time because...
She said that so casually. Yeah, he got caught and he's in jail now. Whatever.
Because when there were all these crazy charges on their cards, the last one they could all verify was Dunkin' motherfucking Donuts.
Damn.
America scams on Dunkin'. But it went on for years, Schnellica says.
Get out of here.
She says, I think he had jumped around getting different drive-thru jobs so it could continue to work.
And it had to be a drive-thru job.
Yeah. Right, it has to be.
It had to be a drive-thru
job. And he says, anyway, I thought you'd enjoy this. And for the record, he was a kind and beautiful man. Doesn't deserve to be behind bars. Listen, I do believe he is a kind and beautiful man. There are so many parts of this scam.
I want it to be a love story. I wanted her to be like, and I write letters to him every day.
I'm his prison wife. And also, I am his prison wife.
I am his, currently his prison wife.
What's okay? So here's the thing about this scam.
Wow,
it's kind of harmless if he's switching out credit cards, because the thing about a credit card is if you lose it, there's insurance. Like, you just call and say it wasn't me.
They're not paying that.
So nobody. So the big credit card evil credit card business is paying that.
It's so crazy to me. Who comes up with this? Who comes up with it, and who workshops it until they get to a point where it's like, now we're ready to do this?
I think that it was probably a mistake the first time.
You think so?
I think so.
Because that, to me, who thinks?
Because in a drive-thru, and guys,
that's
really
why this podcast is amazing. Like, damn, these people really got active imaginations up in here.
That's why I love scammers. They're dreamers. You know, they're creators.
But you know what? They make it work for them. Yes. It's one thing to dream. I've dreamed many a dream.
Yeah.
I have not acted on these dreams because I will get arrested. These people don't care.
I mean, he did it for years.
Yeah.
And you know what, too? It probably had to do with the fact that she basically said he was fine.
Yeah.
That's what I took from this, is that he was too sexy to go to jail. She said a kind and beautiful man.
Beautiful man. You know who he is? Remember a while back, I want to say like a year or two ago, that guy who went to prison and his headshot? Is that his name?
Yes, Prison Bay or Jail Bay.
Yes, Jail Bay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
him. That's him.
And he married some rich white woman. Honey.
Really?
Yes, he kept scamming right along. Well,
because he got
like
a modeling job after that.
He was so fine.
After a mugshot, he got into the modeling industry. Like, how is that fair? How?
His mugshot was his first photo shoot.
Yeah. Some people take workshops. Some people go to modeling school. No, he just had to do crimes.
He went to county.
Yeah.
Look, a career can start anywhere.
Hey, literally. Literally. There are eyes any every single
place. He went in there and gave them face. Mm-hmm. And also years of his life. He also gave them years of his life. Wait, he behind us now. We got a picture of him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jeremy Meeks. Damn.
That's his wife or girl or whatever?
And his wife is like a billionaire's. Like, he's like rich, and she's had a baby, so he got a bag.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, he could rob
He's stunning. He's actually incredibly attractive.
Honestly, who snitched on him? Like, he don't need to be in jail. You don't snitch on people that fine. Jail is for the ugly.
I know. That's where ugly people go. Ain't nobody scouting out of prison. No, no, no.
So what's crazy to me about this situation is that this could happen to all of us.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever... And I go to, listen, I love me some bigot chicken. And I know I shouldn't be going down to Chick-fil-A to get that bigot chicken.
Bigot chicken?
I know I shouldn't.
Excuse me? How are you going to just skate on by? No, that's a huge, come on, everyone. Hashtag bigot chicken. It's got to be a thing.
Slavery sandwiches, okay? And they are tasty.
Oh, my God. They do taste good.
Oppression has never tasted so good. That need to be Chick-fil-A new slogan. Forget that more chicken shit.
Hatred seems, tastes really, really yummy.
Delicious.
Intolerance, yum, yum, yum.
Right. The flavor.
True umami.
Because truly
it's closed-mindedness.
You don't know what the taste is. Just like hate. So I go through there all the time, and I give them the children my card.
I have never... I've never looked back at my credit card after, because you're just like, I mean,
it's
wow.
Red. Mine was red. Mm-hmm. It's black. Mine was black. Whatever. And that's it.
Even if it's a different color, I'd be like, okay with it. I'm like, oh, I guess my credit card is red. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But
I guess it was yellow when I gave it to him. I guess I did have an EBT rush card with a baby fat logo. I guess I did have that.
Didn't know I had a Discover card. That's interesting.
Right.
Oh, well.
Ooh, Discover. God bless y'all if y'all got a Discover card. That's the most disrespected credit card out here.
Who are the kind of people that own Discover cards?
I feel like if you own a Discover card, you have several payday loans. Outstanding in several different states. Like, I feel like Ace Cash got a sign up with your face on it. Like, don't let this bitch in. You know what? Discover card people are so disrespected, though, because...
They really are.
You know, most places where you go, like, if they accept certain cards, they'll be like, we accept Visa, MasterCard, Amex.
Yeah.
But if you ever... whenever Discover is, like, discussed, it always is a sign that just says, we don't take Discover.
Discover card, yeah.
Like, and you could just leave it off the sign. They're like, no, we don't take it, and get your ass out of here.
You see all these ones that we accept? These are good. Yours, get the fuck out of here.
Like, we have an extra sign underneath that says, we do not take Discover. And
we spent hours writing that sign for you to get the fuck out of here.
And also, fuck you. Your money is no good here.
Discover card people. It's like, why? You know it's no good anywhere.
Discover
why?
Card people, I will take your money. Okay? I respect your money. Okay? Send me some money so I can show you how much I respect you and your money on your card.
You know what? Send everyone's Discover card to Lacey. Please do it.
But yeah, so everybody, check your cards.
Check your cards.
When you're at restaurants, check them when you're at the drive-thru. I feel like the drive-thru is a perfect spot because you're driving away, and the likelihood of you making a purchase right after is way less.
Because here's the thing. What do you do when you first get your food? You look at it to see if you got the... You don't look at your card to see. You got better things. You know, you got bigger fish to fry, which is the food order. And once you have the food order, everything's good. Then you drive off, right? That's the perfect place to pull a scam like that.
It is. Because all I'm doing is I'm opening it up, making sure you got my sauce.
Because you're waiting for the one kind of scam, which is the food scam, right?
Yeah.
Which is like, oh, you're not going to put the chicken tenders like I wanted you to, right?
Right.
Or you're making the burger not the way that I want you
to.
And once that happens, you're like, okay, it's good. But you're not expecting the side.
Look, at Bigot Chicken, I check to make sure that they put my pickles under there. Because sometimes they don't be putting them two pickles under that bitch. And I be having to sit in the drive-thru, open the sandwich up, make sure my
two pickles
are there.
You're going to have a pickle-less sandwich. That's so rude.
Yeah, and I guess I'm a crazy person, but I eat the Bigot Chicken sandwich with no sauces. I just eat it dry.
Wait. This is harrowing.
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't have... What do you mean you don't have
on
the chicken
sandwich? I eat it dry.
So, okay, run me by your order.
So
okay, let's say, so hi, welcome to Bigot Chicken.
Yes.
Can I take your order, please?
Oh, hi, hello, praise God, and no one else.
That's right.
I would like a Bigot Chicken sandwich with two pickles. That's it.
Would you like
No homophobic fries. Thank you so much.
What about a hate meal for the children? For the young children?
Oh, no. I don't want to make it a hate meal today. No.
Okay.
I'm eating light.
Do you want to crucify it?
You know what
make
I will.
Make it crucify
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I will
okay.
crucify it. Absolutely. Oh, my God. But all right, guys. Make sure you check your cards at drive-thrus.
Okay. If that happened to you, would you say something?
What do you mean?
If you got a credit card that wasn't yours, would you say something?
Ooh.
Would you respect the scam?
Back in the day, I wouldn't say anything because they probably got more money than I did. But now.
So you use their card? You living your life as another person?
I'm like, this
as
is a
Ramona?
Blessing. I'm like, somebody bless me. We're blessed in the city. You know? When God speaks, you listen, okay? I would take that card.
You're like, from now on, call me Ramona Smith. That's who I am. That's whose card I have.
Right. I get somebody's name so white. Turlington Winterbottom.
You're like, this is good. I've struck gold.
Right.
This is the golden ticket.
I'm like, I am Turlington Winterbottom. And what of it? Yes, Turlington.
No, you may not see any form of ID. No.
Yes.
How dare you?
Right. I'm like, yes, Turlington wants some bathing apes. Now ring it up. Like, go get the blackest shit.
Yeah. Turlington.
No, so yeah, I think I would obviously go get my card back.
Yeah.
But guys, you have to pay attention so much in the world. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about this.
Me neither.
And you were driving away, so yeah, you're probably not going to make another purchase at least for a few miles. Like, if this was in the mall, I feel like it wouldn't work. Because you go to another store, and then you come back, and no, that's not going
to
play.
Yeah, once you're in your car, you're out. You don't want to be at a drive. You don't want to be there. And then to go back, no.
Yeah.
No, you don't think about that kind of stuff.
So guys, when you're at the drive-thru, when you get your car back, look, make sure it says your name on it, guys. Because there was a sexy-ass man out here.
That's true.
Stealing everybody's coins.
The true moral of this story is that even kind and beautiful souls commit scams.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
With beautiful eyes and tight butts. Also, Chanel LeCun, when he get out of jail, I want you to hit him up. Because I think y'all had a passionate romance. Because
I think
she didn't snitch on him either.
No. She called him a scam king. You know what I mean?
She so a shabby king.
She respected him a lot.
Yeah. So, she was just...
I hope that he was like training her to sort of be like a scam princess, you know, so they can
and
like.
And she did say retired, so maybe she picked up the bag for a little bit. Chanelica ran it for a little bit.
Yep.
Because now she knew how to improve the scam. I think the scam works if you have a couple fast food restaurant jobs and you're just switching them out.
Yes.
Switching them out.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So she perfected it. He originated the scam.
She perfected it. I think
just
so,
like
too.
A true woman. Mm.
And also, I'd say that this is another case for reasons why we need to up minimum wage.
Oh, okay? Hell yeah.
If you don't want to get your card stolen, maybe we should pay restaurant workers more, okay?
Yes, Lacey, with the political statement.
Listen. But till then, I hope y'all get robbed.
You just look like a newscaster at this very moment. You were shuffling papers around.
I was like, more at 11. All right, guys, we'll be back. More after the break. Scam!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home?
You know who I'm talking about.
Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you can be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits and you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new, okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Cunt! Guys, we are back. And it's time for, you guessed it, my favorite
favorite part of the show.
No, I have flaws, guys. Okay. A bitch got flaws. Historic hoodwinks, guys.
Ooh, I love this.
This is where I regale Oscar with a historic hoodwink, and we're just going to get his thoughts throughout the process, interjections, opinions, praise. Guys, y'all were tweeting me about this one for a minute.
Ooh.
And you know, I got to honor the tweets.
Yes.
And this is Mina Chang, an American singer, activist, and former government official.
This sounds like the beginning of the bio of an American Girl doll.
Right. Are you kidding me?
She's a pop star.
Mina Chang is obviously ethnic. We don't get no good stories. No. It would be like, she's working on the rice paddies. Or like, mine would be like, she is a slave.
Slave, for real.
Only American white girls get to be like fun shit. They're like,
Abby Lee worked with Susan B. Anthony for suffrage. The rest of us would be like, Nanette, scrub master's floors. If you buy the extra scrub brush for Nanette, you can scrub all day. Like, it'll never be nothing good for us. But so she served as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the United States Department of State Bureau of Conflict and Stabilization Operations. I don't even know what that means, you do.
Also, if I remember correctly, she is stunning.
Oh, she is a bad.
Stunning.
Bad bitch, okay? Mm-hmm. Yes, a bad bitch you could never kill, okay? She is fine as hell. You heard it here first. So she worked there from April 2019 until her resignation November 18th, 2019, after an NBC News report that she had falsified her resume with multiple false claims about her education, charity work, and that she had appeared on a Time magazine cover. Okay, sis, I was with
Wait,
you.
That's a lot. That's She was getting real ambitious at that point.
Now, let's turn around. Now, what did I tell y'all about scammers?
I mean,
you need to be able to use Adobe Photoshop. And my sis, Mina Chang.
That's so funny.
Mina Chang working that thing, okay? She has Photoshopped her face. Please Google this, guys.
Oh, my God.
Into a Time magazine cover. Now, here's the crazy part. Mina, baby, we can just Google Time magazine covers. She says special edition.
Special edition. We changed the world.
Special edition, a.k.a. edition that never happened.
Damn. That is some hubris.
Special made up edition.
Wow.
But you know what, though? I'm going to have an argument for Mina. I'm going to say, she said Time magazine. She didn't say the Time magazine.
That's right. It, upon closer inspection, it says a Time magazine.
Once upon a time magazine.
Like, truly, she is so stunning that I would not have even been like, okay, yeah, no. It's like a perfect shot. It's cute.
And also, she looks like, here's the thing about DC, and y'all are going to get mad at me for this, but you know we call DC Hollywood for ugly people. Now.
Hollywood for what?
Hollywood for ugly people. Because everybody in DC who work in politics is like low-key famous, but ain't none of them sexy.
Yeah, that's true.
They not really sexy, though. You know what I mean? So when you get somebody like this coming up.
Oh, yeah.
In a sea of uggos. And
you're like, this one's special.
She is a goddess.
This one's special.
Yeah, I would have given her all the jobs.
I want to know what she, does it say what she lied about and what was in reality, yes, what she did?
So we'll get into the details of her lies in a moment here, but we just had an overview of her chicanery. So Chang also failed to mention that her nonprofit had its status revoked.
Ooh,
so she did have a charity.
So she wasn't technically lying.
No, because at one point it was nonprofit, and then somebody came in and said, bitch, it looks like profit is happening here. They said, remember when we said non? We gonna have to take the non away from you because you profited.
It's all profit. It's 100% profit.
Which is another scam. Yeah. So, Mina, I'm obsessed with you. I want her on a t-shirt. I want to wear her face on a t-shirt.
I know.
I'm gonna hit her up and see if she'll let me make some Scam Goddess merch with her face.
Environmental poverty, the perils of plastic. That's what it says on the cover.
That's the cover of her fake Time
There's
magazine.
Nothing in there. There's no article. If I really wanted to look at the environmental poverty section, nope.
Also,
can't find it.
I'm not going to read that anyway. She was like, let me pick the least interesting topic.
Exactly. Yeah.
Plastic.
Don't people do this in Times Square?
Yeah.
Like, just take a picture of themselves and yeah, that's what she did.
You know what? I'm not mad at it.
So
15 years ago, Mina Chang lived in Dallas. Oh, bitch.
Okay,
Dallas,
Texas girl.
I'm from Dallas,
hey,
too.
Oh, you're from Dallas, though.
214. I'm actually from Frisco. Okay. But, you know, that's a scam. but listen, Dallas, Texas represent. Oh, you about to be my best friend.
Get her on the show.
Oh, I got to get her on the show. So, and went by her first name, Sharon.
What? So, okay.
Mina, your name ain't even Mina. That's how you know you're a real scammer. You gotta have an alias. God, she's checking all the boxes.
And her alias is Mina. Yeah. Fuck. Mwah. Chef's kiss to
And
that.
She looks like a Mina. She honestly
looks
don't
like
look like a Sharon.
No. There's
she's
no
too fine
there's
to be a
not
Sharon.
Not an ounce of Sharon in that. Bone structure? No. Those cheekbones? Are you
well,
kidding me?
Well, you know
me?
What? Sharon Tate was fine. There's probably some fine Sharons out there. So tweet me if you a fine Sharon.
But so her real name was Sharon. Attending a flurry of charity events and making social connections with affluent Republicans and retired military officers working in the defense industry. Which is a very male-dominated industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So locally, she became very visible very quickly. I wonder why.
How? Interesting. Someone like that? No.
Right. She went. She didn't go unnoticed? God. Okay. And went by... Okay, so... Susan Posnick, who knew her at the time, said that Chang had multiple websites promoting her work, one for event production, that was a company she started at 24, and another site recording her career. So my sis had, she went on GoDaddy. Yeah. And she
had a field day at GoDaddy.
Give me all the links.
She went on that Black Friday deal and was like, let me buy all the websites right now. I want them all.
She went to, what's the other website provider? Who else makes websites?
Wait, who's in it? GoDaddy is the only one I remember.
That's the only one.
Squarespace?
Squarespace.
Squarespace, yeah.
She went to Squarespace and said, big mistake. Yeah. Huge. I went to GoDaddy and I bought all the links.
I got me a bundle at GoDaddy.com.
Listen. She got more links than Danica Patrick. Yeah. And... So, you know, I will say that, yes, I'm not going to discredit her by saying, like, she's beautiful and that's why she rose to all this status, because I do think that's a little unfair. She's also working very hard.
She's
created many fake websites.
Yeah. Wait, who's this Sharon person? Who's this snitch?
So, Sharon is Mina. Now, Susan.
Oh, Susan. Susan,
which
just
like a Susan.
Oh, just like a Susan.
To be snitching.
Jealous. Jealous.
Jealous. Susan sounds like she was jealous. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she also
We can't find her, can we? What's her full name?
Susan Posnick.
Can we find her? Can we
look for
her?
Let's find Susan. So her music, because she was also doing music.
Shut! No. Lacey Mosley, no. Mina Chang wasn't also a musician, too.
Yes, she was.
No, she wasn't.
Didn't I start this podcast singing a cappella?
Dying.
Gotta be an entertainer, honey.
Dying.
So her music included a rendition of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Shut up.
Can be found on YouTube, Brody, right now.
Please.
Have Yourself a Little Christmas. Mina Chang. I need to hear it. Those
seasonal.
Listeners.
See, she's always looking for that, because that's a cash cow right there, those seasonal songs.
Yes. So pull that on up while we continue. So her focus soon shifted from presenting herself as a passionate humanitarian. Then in 2013, her bio read that she had a desire to alleviate the suffering and inspire hope and joy around the world. And so she had to retire from the music industry in order to work full-time with disaster response teams linking the world, which is the nonprofit.
She made a statement. She's like, music isn't enough. I need to heal the world.
Yeah, which I was like, baby, we didn't even know you was doing music. How you gonna quit something we never knew you started?
She wrote that on her newsletter. You know she did.
On one of her websites. a newsletter that they sent to your email.
Yeah.
Y'all, stop doing that.
You know Mina Chang is constantly sending you newsletters.
That was like an actor thing in like the early 2000s is everybody would start a website.
I know some people that
said,
you,
send out a newsletter.
We both know people that still... Do it.
You're right.
Lacey.
You're right. And I'm shading y'all. I don't need to know what you're up to now. Look, bitch,
I mean,
if you up to it, I'm going to see it.
Who asked? Truly, who asked?
No one.
Not to be mean, but nobody cares.
Okay, we're about to hear some Mina Chang.
Oh,
the
my
holiday
God.
Album.
There's an
honey.
Album.
And look at this US picture.
Album re-release bonus tracks. You know she only got one song.
And also, she's very beautiful in this album cover. And it's just like handsome men, white men in black ties staring at her. So, you know, shout out to a queen.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Here we go.
From now on. Oh, my God.
I'm buying this album. I'm buying it. Is it on Spotify? I'm not buying it. I'm just getting
this
it
on Spotify.
This
is some shit that you lay. We could turn it. Oh, my God.
Oh.
As soon as it started to play, suddenly I was on a bearskin rug.
Oh, my God.
With a fire in front of me.
She's on fucking Spotify.
Mina Chang. I think that Mina Chang is my spirit.
Oh, my God.
Are
gosh.
We the same person?
You are truly. This is... meant to happen.
And she's in a red dress on this cover. Oh my God, I stand.
Lacey, you've done this post millions of times. Okay, this is you. Just Photoshop your face on and people would not blink at all. They'd be like, oh yeah, there's Lacey.
And Mina can sing.
She can sing. She can
sing.
She can scam. She's a triple threat.
God, I'm impressed. I don't think I've ever been this horny for a scammer. Oh my God. I'm out of breath.
When you're that gorgeous, I mean, like,
oh, let's keep
reading. Where is the Lifetime movie is what I want to know.
So she said in 2010, the earthquake in Haiti prompted her pursue a career shift.
Oh,
I took a huge chance stepping away from something that I thought was safe. Her
music career
was safe. I mean, no shade. You can sing, but I had never heard of you. And so she got such a huge opportunity, but she said she knew where her heart was, which was scams. So Chang cultivated an active social media profile, presenting herself as a globe-trotting humanitarian baddie, and appeared at well-heeled charity dinners. So she was at every table.
She Everyone's, liked to be seen, is
yes.
what I'm getting. From,
Honey was buying a plate, and by buying a plate, I mean a man was buying a plate.
She wasn't doing no buying,
but showing
you know
up
that.
In gowns, beautiful gowns,
beautiful red gowns, like the one you saw at the holiday album.
So she did all of this stuff. Her account also shows food donations. Linking the world logos. I guess Linking the World is a food donation organization. But it's unclear precisely what contributions her organization made to relief efforts.
Nothing.
It's very vague.
She's like, I'm just going to mention your name and we cool with that? Good.
My bitch is probably just having photo shoots at the local food pantry. They were like, ma'am, when you come to the kitchen, like, you actually have to prepare things. She's like, yeah, I will. One moment. Can y'all move the light ring?
Do you know what she reminds me of? She reminds me of those, like, Instagram models that take, a thotty picture of themselves. And then the subject, it's like, hunger is a problem that we all must deal with, you know?
And it's like, up ass shot in a thong bikini.
That's like, Amina Chang.
So many problems are plaguing the world today. What small thing can you do to brighten someone else's day? I posted this picture of my anus. I love it.
I love it too.
I can't do it just because I think I've gotten too meta. So I just post and I'm like, here's
you're too,
my
you're
ass.
Too self-aware. That's the
yeah,
problem.
I'm very
it's
self-aware.
Like you can't be self-aware. You have to fully commit to the insanity that's like, I think the world needs to hear this.
But
as
I
show the world my cleavage.
Doing. I think they're just like, how do I say I have substance, but also I am a thot? And I think it's that you have to put a James Baldwin quote under you.
Ah! Of course it's a James Baldwin quote. Of course it is.
Under you doing a handstand at the beach in a thong bikini. You know what I mean? You got to put some Nina Simone under there. If you're a smart thought, though, you put some Eartha Kitt under there.
Thank you.
Eartha.
That's true. Because Eartha
baddie.
Is a. Exactly.
Yeah, she wasn't mad at
Holy
living her
shit,
little life.
Yeah.
Okay?
Nina Simone is like, okay, whatever.
Big life. So she described her charity to a room full of Texas college students. It's called Linking the World. So Linking the World is her charity.
Yes.
And it provides, so excuse me, earlier I said that was a food delivery charity. Well, that's what she said she was doing, but this is her charity.
Gotcha.
So it provides hunger relief and medical aid, she said. We've operated schools. We have built schools in places like Afghanistan, Myanmar, Haiti, and Kenya. These are great places to say that you've built schools because who is going to check?
No one's going to fact check that shit. They're like,
who is
we
going to
you.
Afghanistan? Bitch, who's going to Baghdad? To see if you actually made a school, bitch. Nobody.
I would love to go to Afghanistan and see a statue of Mina Chang in the middle of Baghdad being like, we dedicate the school in her honor.
To Mina Chang. Mina ain't built nary a school. So she says, my work has given me such a perspective. It's taught me to walk through a period of my life when you're in a field, you're stripped of who you are. You're just existing together in that moment. It's not about your clothes or your image. It's about what you're giving. This year is just one season on my journey. Are there fields in Afghanistan? I guess so. Probably.
I guess. See, I don't know. I'm taking her word for it. I'm
a dumbass.
Afghanistan is just a beach. That's all it is. Why are they finding that a beach? It's nice.
I don't know what I see on the news. Oh, God. I'm going to read more, y'all. I promise. So, I'm sure there's fields. This is me being very ignorant. So, yeah, she was in the field in Afghanistan, she says, and she built the school. Anyway,
Kevin Seif from the Washington Post tweeted this. Let's see if Kevin's a hater or not. He sounds like a hater.
He sounds like a Kevin and Susan are both haters.
So I spent 2 days in Mogadishu at the same hotel as her in 2016, Kevin Seif says, to a Washington Post chief like insider on Twitter. He says, a truly bizarre experience. There were photo shoots in front of the city's ruins and vlogs back at the hotel. Seif added, I knew he was a hater. She talked a lot about stability operations, but mostly seemed confused.
Damn, that's an attack on her character. Ooh. Damn.
I remember thinking it was one of the more misguided humanitarian missions that I'd seen. Now, I just want to point out that Kevin Seif is a hater.
Like, yes, clinically a hater.
But
yes.
Also, he definitely thought she was fine and maybe made a pass at her. Because
and she turned him down and he...
He's so nice. He said misguided.
Yes.
And I feel like if she wasn't so fine, he would have been like, that
she
bitch
fake.
Is lying.
If Kevin was gay, he's like, this bitch is fake. Shut her down now. But he wasn't, so...
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's what happened.
So the scam, this wasn't even the scam.
No, you're kidding. It's Lacey. It's all been a scam.
That was the prologue.
From the moment she was born, she's been scammed. She's a natural born scammer.
Her name is Sharon. That was the prologue. Her name is Sharon.
We're not even in chapter one yet.
No.
Damn.
I love you, Sharon. I love you, Sharon. Like how at the end of the Beyonce album, she's like, I love you, Houston. That's me right now. So, a review of her nonprofit's IRS returns from 2014 to 2015 shows no information about operating or building schools. We knew that.
Okay.
And offers no details about staff devoted to managing aid projects on the ground in those countries. So basically, she's asserting that she built a school by herself.
With no teachers, with no teachers, faculty.
No staff, no faculty. No kids.
No kids.
Okay, look. Nobody said that you had to have kids to have a school.
The school is there.
The school is
there.
Why
aren't the kids going? The kids just don't want to go to school.
Okay,
that's not my problem.
The only recommendation about people that I've ever heard was that it takes three to have a church, and that's what Jesus said, okay?
She was like, I bought books. They could learn from books. It's so, just a bunch of books.
So technically, if I build a stick house, if I build a Zoolander-style school for ants, technically it is a school. I'm with you, sis. So in 2015, Linking the World reported that it had no staff overseas, no expenditures abroad, and more than $10,000, which one expert said was puzzling given the group's description of its international work. So Linking the World was like, one, we don't have a passport. We ain't never been through customs. We got $10,000.
This is so insane.
Overseas where? Flights how? So someone said how, or so basically the question that was brought up by, you know, the IRS and everyone now who's looking into this is like, how are they accomplishing so much without spending at least $10,000 in those countries? That doesn't make sense to me, said Jane Searing, another hater.
We got Susan, we got Kevin, we got Jane.
Susan,
oh my
Kevin,
God.
Jane. We got about to have a hater squad. So, Jane Searing. Oh, her last name is Searing.
Searing.
Oh, and she was Searing.
Yeah.
So, she's an expert on nonprofits and tax forms. Oh, all the things of hate. People who like do tax investigations are the biggest haters of all. If you get hard on trying to see if people owe the government money, you are a hater.
Hater.
That's a hater
You don't like seeing other people happy. That is.
But you know what I will say? I think that that's the most productive and self-care thing you can do as a hater is to get into a hater profession. Like, if you're a troll on the internet and you're, like, writing hateful comments, if you're someone who leaves me less than 5 stars and you comment on my podcast and say that it's too black, like, you're a hater.
Oh,
and I recommend that you get into a hater profession so that you have somewhere to take out that hate.
You know what? That's good. You're sort of wasting your hater energy onto something that doesn't matter.
Because the world does need haters.
For it to work, we need haters.
But
in this
we need
world.
The haters of the world to use their hater powers
for
good.
Good.
Get into a park a ticket meter maiden. You know what I mean? Biggest hater job out there. Get into tax reform. Now, you know what I mean? Get in here and start doing audits for the IRS.
Exactly.
Great hater job.
You know, you would be a good guidance counselor.
Oh, yeah.
Just be like, okay, what's your hater level? Great. Right. Awesome. Great, you're a tax lawyer now.
Yeah, like the peak hater versus the minimal hater. Yes, absolutely. What's the peakest hater job? It might have to be meter people.
They're the big, I think so. Because they thrive on that.
Yeah.
They thrive on hate. And they love it even more when people try to talk to you.
Yep, because their favorite phrase is, I already started writing the ticket. It's like, no, you didn't, bitch. No, you didn't. And I'll be seeing them wait, parking their little hater
cars. Oh, I know.
Cars,
they love it.
Parking their little hater vehicles, hater mobile, right behind you, waiting for that meter to turn red. No, that's got to be the peak hater job.
Because they have a hater car.
And
also, I heard that they have to write a certain number of tickets.
So
it's built into the system. The hater energy is built in. You have to have it.
And when it's the end of the month,
they're in full bloom.
Yes.
Full bloom.
Okay. So, guys, think about that. So, tangent. But we're back. So, Jane Searing says that, something's afoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in 2015, the organization listed spending just $44,000 on salaries. Well, to be specific, $44,645 on salaries, but more than $60,000 on advertisement and promotion and $50,000 on travel.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
So what counts under advertisement and promotion? Dinner?
Yeah.
Gowns?
Photo shoots.
Gucci. Louis Balenciaga Prada.
Singing lessons.
Hotels. Champagne.
Hair.
That's all advertisement and promotion. And if you put the $60,000 and this $50,298 that was spent on travel together, that's $110,000, over $110,000 that she spent on travel and promotion, and she spent $44,000 on salaries. Whose salary? I run an LLC. I pay myself. So, baby girl.
You need to be a judge on TV, Lacey. This is you giving me some real Judge Judy.
Baby girl, this is about $160,000 that you are saying you kept. You kept it all.
It was all for her. Yeah, that she needed that money.
Maybe she paid an assistant.
But, on her defense, Mina Chang is an expensive personality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it costs a lot to be Mina Chang.
It costs a lot to be Mina Chang.
And I respect that. Honestly, you know what? I think the charity about this is Mina herself.
Oh, yeah.
She is a gift.
She's, like, going to Afghanistan doing videos to her. That's her way of linking the world. Where's the lie? She's linking the world. That's the name of her business. Is she doing it?
She didn't say helping the world. No. She didn't say feeding the world.
She didn't say it's not giving schools to the world.
She basically said, I'm an influencer of the world. I'm linking
the world.
Click on my link.
Where is the lie? There is no false advertisement in that at all.
So the IRS revoked the organization's tax-exempt status in May this year for failing to file its annual filings for the past 3 years, according to the agent's website. Despite losing its charitable status, the organization continued to solicit donations on the website.
She's shameless about it.
I mean, who gonna check me, boo?
Well, someone did eventually. The haters. Yeah.
The haters
are in full. They're ready.
They came together.
Like, the end of the month is coming real soon for them, and they're about to attack.
They came together like Power Rangers. They were like, it's morphin' time. Haters, assemble. And they made one
they
big
They formed just one big mouth. That's a tattletale.
So getting the gig. This isn't even the scam that we're talking about. This is her other scams.
Damn, what? This woman.
Goals. A queen.
Goals.
But guys, this is going to be a long app. You're welcome. So getting the gig. So in 2017, a video she posted on her nonprofit's website, Chang can be heard describing her work while a Time magazine cover on its face, like with her face on it, scrolls past.
Oh, okay.
So a reporter says, "Here you are on Time magazine. Congratulations. Tell me about the cover and how it became to be." Chang says, "Well, we started using drone technology in disaster response. So that's when the whole talk of how is technology being used to save lives in disaster response scenarios started. And I suppose that I brought some attention to that."
What?
So remember Kevin said that she'd be talking and she'd be sounding confused? I think this is what Kevin was talking about. Sis, I don't even understand that sentence. And I'm not going to reread it. Y'all just run it back. Hit 30 seconds and run it back. I don't get it and I'm moving on. The interviewer said,
"But she's so pretty." And people were like, "Okay, yeah, we believe you."
And she can sing, honey. Yeah. So the interview...
You're right, she did sing that in the video.
Right, she sang this whole thing. Yeah. The interviewer says that Chang brought the Time cover to the interview as an example of
her
work.
That was not an interview. That was her buddy.
It had to have been, because I could tell a real Time magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So the Time magazine spokesperson, Kristen Masson, said the cover is not authentic.
Okay.
Okay.
What's her name?
This is Kristen Matson.
Hater.
Hater.
Kristen Hater.
After the publication of this article linking the world was removed, they removed the donate button and the video with the Time cover for their website.
Okay.
So they were like, the jig is up on the scam. Mm-hmm. So then she put the scam down.
She put it to rest.
Yes.
R.I.P. that.
So her biography said that she was on a panel about drones and humanitarian relief efforts, which was convened by the UN. But there's no record backing up this claim. Honey, panel? Let me tell y'all about the word panel. If you got a long table, honey, that's a panel.
That's a panel. If you're at a dinner table with four of your friends, that's a panel.
If y'all sit on the same side...
That's a panel.
If you go on a date with Bae and y'all share the same side of one booth, that's a panel. Okay. She ain't told no lies. No lies detected. Now, she did say it was convened by the UN.
UN.
But what does that even mean?
But the UN didn't have to stand for United Nations.
It surely does not.
Us.
Ulysses.
Ulysses.
And them. Makes sense to me. Her LinkedIn account mentions the University of the Nations, an unaccredited Christian school with volunteer teachers that says it has 600 locations
on
all continents.
What is this scam? She's getting bolder and bolder.
I guess that's
time.
Where she said she had went to college.
The University of what?
Nations.
What? Really?
Yeah, and her biography on the State Department website, which we're going to get into how she got this job, says that she's a graduate of a program at the Army War College, but the program she attended was a 4-day seminar on national security, according to the college.
Damn, that's like Tyra Banks saying she went to Harvard.
Yes, that's like every celebrity saying they went to Harvard. Sierra posted was like, "I can't, guys. I know I'm on here talking about my goodies a lot. But... not just my goodies, guys. My Harvard degree." Sis.
"I got goodies up here." She points to her head.
So friends in high places. Whatever her qualifications, Chang found key connections in the Trump administration. That's another thing.
Mm.
She was scamming Trump.
Yeah.
So I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
At a 2018 awards dinner of defense contractors in Washington, Chang made a point of introducing herself to an official who she would eventually succeed at the State Department as a deputy assistant secretary. So basically, she goes to an event, a dinner, because that's what Mina Chang does.
Yeah. She goes to events. That's her gig.
And that's her charity.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the donations go to. And she meets someone... who eventually she's going to work for. She also befriended a key staffer on the White House Homeland Security Committee, leading to a recommendation letter from Congressman Michael McCaul.
Okay.
Michael.
Okay. He was wooed. He was
Michael,
wooed by Mina Chang.
You made this recommendation based on what?
Mm-hmm. That ass.
I'm like, what? You ain't known this woman. Yeah, I wish I had had a chicken or the fish or the vegetarian option, and now you writing letters of recommendation to the state department.
She sang to him, and he was in. He was in. He was writing that recommendation as she was singing him that single.
You know, I do love to sing to men when I want to get them in my clutches.
Hey.
All right, so she gets this recommendation. Now, Chang was spotted at numerous events, including the 2018 Aspen Security Forum with McCall's staffer and a 9/11 commemoration that McCall attended. So she was with McCall.
She was McCall's, like, right-hand person.
Yeah, so that's her in. Who you gonna McCall, you know? Chang was like, I'm a McCall, McCall. In a letter to the White House, McCall gave Chang the strongest recommendation to serve in senior leadership position. He cited her experience as a singer and a beautiful woman and a scam.
You're kidding. No, I'm kidding. I was going to say, I was like, Lacey, no.
No, he cited her experience as a seasoned field practitioner. What does
is that?
That mean?
What is that? He's making shit up.
I love it. And her work in academia. Remember them 4 days that she had went and did academia? He cited her work in academia. I'm sorry, I can't even say academia because she didn't do that. She did academia, okay? But she had no track record in academia or published records. We know this. So McCall says he had a different perspective on her qualifications now that everything has come to the light. I'm like, what perspective is that?
Yeah, the ass perspective, that's
right.
What.
So Chang also received support from Mariko, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Bureau of Conflicts and Stabilization Operations. Mariko helped circulate her resume and vouched for her and sought out a post for her in the state.
Damn. She making other people do her
she
job.
She not even doing no circulating of her own
bow
resume.
Bow down. Oh my God.
So Mariko, he served in the Marine Corps and is now at the Pentagon as a senior official overseeing Africa affairs.
No, what? No, no, no. Is this man black? Please tell me this man is
Google,
black.
Can we Google Mariko and please tell me he not black? God. But you know he probably not. They don't ever put no black people in charge of Africa. God. So in her State Department post, she helped oversee efforts to prevent conflicts from erupting in politically unstable countries. She earned a six-figure salary and a bureau with a $6 million budget. During her time as State Department official under Trump, she was being considered for an even bigger government job.
No way.
Now, here's why. Trump shouldn't be president.
It's all a joke.
So why
the
are
fact
we firing
that Mina
Chang?
I know. She should have been president.
Literally.
Clearly, she could have done a better job.
So Pete Morico, let's see a photo. Okay.
Oh, no.
Pete's not black. Woo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. But Pete ain't bad looking either. He got a strong jawline. Okay. Or which one is he? Is he that fine one or is he that ugly one?
Pete Morico, there he is.
Okay.
He's very handsome.
Oh, yeah. You know, Marines be baddies. That's the baddie sector of the military.
Damn. Wow.
So, yeah. So.
She got him. She got him good.
So after Congress and the media began to question her qualifications, Mina resigned. Oh. Mina Chang's statement when she resigned.
Oh, here we go.
It is essential that my resignation be seen as a protest and not a surrender. Because I will not surrender my commitment to serve, honey. Luke's. My fidelity to the truth or my love of country.
Please start singing.
In the land. Chang wrote her resignation letter to the State Secretary Mike Pompeo. Indeed, I intend to fight for those things as a citizen in the days and years to come.
Damn.
Chang said that she was unfairly maligned, unprotected by my superiors, and exposed to a media with an insatiable desire for gossip, scandal, genuine or otherwise.
She couldn't just be like, you know what, my bad, bye.
No, she gotta make this statement so she can get Linking the World back up. Because now she got even more fame. She's like, and I'm back to
I'm
what
back.
To my roots.
And you can listen to my new single on SoundCloud.
But also, in a world where our president is a rapist and a racist.
Yeah.
And,
still in power.
Questionably, maybe a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
A pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
Senile. Adderall addict. Orange.
And just
he made up a fake university. He literally was partially responsible for the Central Park Five. He was running advertisements to put innocent blacks in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He don't pay taxes.
Nope.
He is still the president.
Yep. And everyone's like, we're okay
with
that.
So give Mina her job back.
I mean, you got to. What was she doing? What was she doing in her job? She wasn't ruining anything.
Exactly.
The government's already ruined. It's like, what? You can't have an Asian person just be in power.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I think with the xenophobic, rapist, creepy president that we have, all the above, we should at least be able to have a powerful Asian woman, American woman, you know, in this position.
And here's the thing. It wasn't like she wasn't. She was working fucking hard to scam her way to the top.
Right. And honestly, she probably didn't know something about conflict resolution. She was conning people every day.
I mean, hello. Hello.
And if her job was to keep peace between countries, I mean, were they peaceful?
Hell yeah.
So, you know, shout out to, and I mean
this. I mean, truly, Lacey, you have found your other.
Mina
you
Chang,
found your other.
I love you. I've never fallen in love.
The audacity of someone to get to the top.
Mina Chang, write that book, The Audacity of Scams. Okay.
I think you found your co-host, actually.
Mina, baby, you got a book in you.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, you might be right about that.
You got a co-host.
All right, guys. We'll be back after a break with some non-scam advertisements.
Robbery!
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Like, personally, I have been on E for like 5 years. I know I was posting the stuff on Instagram late a week or two ago, but y'all, it was because I needed to take a mental health break. I put my phone down. It was very hard to do, but I feel so much better for it, y'all. Okay, so look, it can be easy to ignore our social batteries being on E. I certainly did for 5 years, and we spread ourselves so thin, especially with social gatherings picking up now that it's about to start warming up, you know, skies out, thighs out. But also, like, where's your mental health? Where is your brain? Get inside of it. What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. So, you know, you figure out like what type of person you are and how you need to recharge. And that's why BetterHelp can be a great source of therapy. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time if the vibes aren't right for you, at no additional cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/goddess today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/goddess.
Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince, because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black, because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
E and fraud.
All right, guys, and we're back. And this is the saddest point of the show, the end.
Aww.
And I have to let Oscar go. I love Oscar so much.
This was so fun, Lacey.
Oh, this was a good time.
I've never been a part of a show where I laugh so hard and I learn so much.
Oh, thank you.
You really do that. This podcast does that.
Thank you.
In equal amounts.
I appreciate that. Also, like, I know there's some true crime heads out there who hate the laughter. Sometimes I get, like, reviews that are like, oh, my God, they skip over some of the details because they make jokes. And I'm like, this is a comedy podcast.
Yeah, it's a comedy podcast.
And I am not a journalist. Lighten
up, guys. Yikes.
But please give me those 5-star reviews, baby. Okay? Your 5-star review counts as your duty of the day to support a black person.
Exactly. Don't be a hater.
You can take the rest of the day off supporting black people if you give my podcast a 5-star review.
Yeah. If you're rude to a black person, just show them your 5-star review and then they'll be okay with that.
Yeah. You get one free hair touch every 5-star review. Black people gonna beat my ass. I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. But do leave that review. But don't touch black people's hair.
No.
All right, guys. It's time for Scammer of the Week. So I picked this one special because Oscar also has the Behind the Disney Vault podcast.
Yes, right? Inside the Disney Vault.
Excuse me. Let me get it right. Put some respect on it. So he does Inside the Disney Vault, and he, like, knows everything Disney. You have, like, a season pass to Disneyland, right?
It just expired, so, yeah.
So I thought that, and I know that this isn't Disney. This is technically Universal, I guess, because this is Harry Potter.
Truly prefer Universal over Disneyland, not... This is the first time I've said it out loud. Oh my gosh.
You're gonna get that smoke.
People gonna come for me.
So, Scammer of the Week is Harry Potter fans who are angry over a $50 scam event that was more of a low budget kids party. So, there's a link to this, Brody. Let me find it. Here, I might have to pull up.
Is it this Vice link?
Yes, it is. God, I love Sherilyn. Jesus, it's right at the bottom of the page. Bad bitch. Woo! Can't kill. All right. I'll get back into it.
So this is a Harry Potter scam?
Yeah.
So also, true story, my first real job I've ever had was working for Scholastic Incorporated.
Really?
As an event coordinator, and I worked during when the Harry Potter books were
really hot.
Out
oh, so y'all were slanging them like crack.
Yeah, but the scams people were trying to do to try to get advanced copies of that book, woo! They were, ooh.
What,
we had people dress
say?
Up as security guards trying to go in, and I'm not kidding, it was that serious.
J.K. Rowling had the girls out here fiending.
I mean, it was great. It was crazy.
Imagine going to I don't even know where you go, like a costume store and purchasing
like,
a security uniform so that you could try to pose at a Scholastic children event to get a book. Bruh, I can't wait. I need a product like that. I need to slang something so good that people are out here buying costumes. Adults. To try
and
to get
thinking
that,
it's gonna work, and thinking that it's gonna work, and I don't mean one person. I'm gonna say like 20 people try to do that.
Do they all come in different types of uniforms?
Yeah.
Too?
Oh, all across the board, and it's like we have enough. They didn't even do the research to be like, what do the security guards look like here?
Somebody came dressed as a sexy cop. They're like, ma'am,
those
handcuffs
Avenue
are plastic, and your tits are out. That's not a cop uniform.
But you know what? Here's a copy of the book just for trying.
Right. I feel like if they try that hard, you got to just give them the book. So the Scammer of the Week, really, the name is LOL Event Group.
Uh-huh.
Which is funny because
these
events were very laugh out loud. So what they promised people for a $50 ticket was the opportunity to visit Cobblestone Alley to pick your wand or let it choose you.
Of course.
You know, honey, gotta get them.
You know the story. Okay.
You okay? And photo ops with real life characters. They said a night of music, DJ Dobbs, and the Potter Party Band. The kind of drinks and snacks that you could only get if you had done a study abroad semester at Hogwarts, honey. They promised
the real
artisanal
Hogwarts exclusive
cocktails. You know that means some dry ice. So, but when the attendees arrived to the theater on Friday night, they were greeted by a dry erase board that said magic this way.
Like, where is that in the book even?
First of all, y'all have some fucking nerve to get a damn Expo marker and a dry erase board. Y'all couldn't even print a sign at FedEx Kinko's, bitch. A dry erase board? I can't. So instead of boozy butterbeer, polyjuice potion, and hair of the multi-head dog that they had been advertising, they got decidedly unmagical regular cocktails. So I'm guessing like butterbeer was even like PBR. Oh, yeah. Polyjuice potion was probably
Kool-Aid.
with some pop-off in it. Pop off and Kool-Aid. And what do we think hair of the multi-headed dog was? So hair of the dog got grape juice in it. So maybe they did do like grape juice.
Yeah, it's grape juice with dog hair in it.
So there were several aluminum trays that were filled with lukewarm supermarket advertisers that were impaled on wooden picks.
No.
Pull that food up.
No. Are those just chopsticks laying around?
So when I tell you this food, first of all, these motherfuckers got audacity. So you know when you go to like a fancy event, there will be like a sign in front of whatever meal like there is. It'll be like, this is gluten-free cake or blah, blah, blah. These bitches took paper plates.
No.
And wrote on the paper plate in Sharpie to describe what the food was.
This is a 4th of July picnic is what it is.
And they're not even being like fancy descriptive.
It
like,
just says one pastries.
The paper plate says pastries.
Not even like Harry Potter cakes. Pastries.
The paper plate says pastries. I cannot. And so, and the magic wands turned out to be a table topped with another dry erase board.
No.
That said baguette Magique, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not that hard over here, I gotta stand. And it was piled with wooden chopsticks.
That's what that was? Shut, that's disrespect. Oh my God.
That the attendees could decorate with glitter.
No. LOL, no.
I really wish y'all could see the food, because when I tell you, it looked like a potluck barbecue.
Not even. Like a bad one, too.
Like a company potluck in the break room.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
And that was all $50 a person?
Yes. And the food looks like it was cooked by somebody who lets their cat go in their refrigerator.
Yeah.
Y'all know who I'm talking about.
That food is bad. It's not cute.
Oh.
But people ate that food. I mean,
shit, you done paid your $50 now. You better go and get your fucking cranberry and get a pastry. And put some damn Elmer's glue on that motherfucking chopstick and make it do what it do. Okay? After a number of guests tried getting their money back, the event group responded saying, "We did not intend to come across as a specific Harry Potter event."
Lies.
The company wrote in a now deleted Facebook comment, "The event was intended to be a wizard theme, and we wanted to provide a fun, magical experience." You know, chopsticks and glue.
God.
"Our team put a lot into the planning and execution of this event."
I could have done this in half a day.
Did you? Because you are describing the food on a paper plate with a Sharpie. And also, like, if you say wand, bitch, I better at least get a stick. Y'all done went and robbed the local Chinese carryout. Like, what?
But then they'll be like, "Hey, but you didn't get one stick. You got two because they're chopsticks. You can break your wand in half and you can have double the magic."
Oh, you can use the Elmer's glue and glue your wand together. What the hell? It says, "As noted on our event page, our refund policy does not allow refunds after 7 days before the event. Because your refund request does not fall with this policy, we'll not be able to honor your request." So, our refund policy is that
sneaky.
If you come and we tricked you, you can't have your money back. That's the policy. That's a scammer policy if I've ever
heard. If you feel like you were tricked, sorry.
Also, that's not a refund policy.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah, the refund policy is essentially there is no refund.
But you said it as a policy.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's the end.
Oh,
this episode.
Man.
Where do you want to be found, Oscar?
Where do I want to be? Well, you can find me on social media. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. And you can follow me and check out what I'm doing and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yes. And guys, as always, email us your retired scams at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. You can also follow us at scamgoddesspod on Instagram and on the Twitter. And you can follow me, your girl, Diva Lacey at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I on all platforms. Congregation, keep scheming.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.